Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to the Compassion and Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I am coming to you live from this beautiful day in Grafton, Wisconsin. So I hope you are having a wonderful start to this new year of 2020 that we're in, and I'm so excited to be here with you, to join you as we start this new year, and as well as a new decade. So it's just so exciting, and we're finally here in this new year, and I have a lot to share with you when it comes to what it is that we need to kind of expect when it comes to this week, as well as the weeks to come. So let's go ahead and talk about the energy of this week. And before I do, if you would like to receive some guidance or would like to talk about the topic of you know, your vision of 2020, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air with me. I would love to know how it is that your year is starting, what it is that you're feeling when it comes to the energy of this week, the energy for yourself when it comes to your vision. So be sure to give me a call to talk about that and if you need some guidance. All right, so today and this week, we actually have two archangels stepping forward for us when it comes to the energy. So we have Archangel Uriel as well as Archangel Samuel stepping forward for us. So I don't know if you remember, I had mentioned that Archangel Uriel would be a big angel that would be stepping for us throughout this year. And because it has to do with those things that we're meant to do and really stepping into our power this year. And so Archangel Uriel stepping forward for us to, and actually, both of them are really working together this week to help us when it comes to this energy. So the first energy that you may be feeling at the beginning of the week is that need to purge, a need to let go of those things that no longer serve you in your physical life. It may be things that you may be feeling like you have to purge and let go of. It may be as well as the emotional and when it comes to your body, mind, and soul. So those things that you need to let go of when it comes to relationships, but also those the negative mind chatter that is within you to be more positive, all those things that come in that are part of ego that you need to let go of, those things that you need to heal and then let go of that's from your past, all of those things will come in this week that we may feel that we really have to let go and release so that you can really be ready for this new energy that's coming in. That is going to be there for the rest of this year. So if you have that need to purge, it's really going to be important to do that this week so that you can, you know, make that room for that new energy, for your intuition to really flow, for those new ideas on when it comes to your next steps, for your vision, your purpose, to really be able to step into it this year. So this year is going to, and this year is going to be an amazing year. as we enter it, be able to step out of our comfort zones and do those things that really, we truly desire and those things that we really are passionate about. So that's going to be first that comes in, that purging, that need to purge, that need to really let go. And then what's going to come in is a little bit more of an intense energy. And, of course, it comes in with we have the full moon coming up as well as an eclipse. Lunar eclipse coming up. So it's going to be important for us to notice the energy that comes in, and it's going to come in as if lots of intense energy. So there may be arguments and things like that that come in, and feelings of anger or any other emotions that are not who we truly are that come in. And it's going to be important for us to take a step back when that happens, to not quickly respond to it, but to take a step back and reevaluate what it is that's going on, and then to change our perspective. So last year, we learned a lot of lessons when it came to changing perspectives and when it comes to and when we change our perspectives, our mindset changes as well. So it's going to be important for us to sit back, not really say anything else that comes up, not to lash out, not to respond right away, but to take a step back from the situation and to see it in the... you may have heard the wording of, to see things in their shoes, in the other person's shoes. So we have to be able to see these experiences that come in, these challenges that come in, and see it in the perspective of the other person. What is it that they may be going through? What is it that... what things do the other person need to heal? And so that is going to be that energy that comes in with the eclipse and with the full moon. What is it? Why is it that there is this tension? Why is this other person, why is there that conflict that's coming in, and what it is, and to really think about this other person and what it is that they may be going through that is, contributing to what it is that is going on here, what really is going on. And so when we step back and be able to think in that way, then we're able to not take things personally. We're then able to separate ourselves from the situation so that it doesn't get heated. It doesn't get into a situation where things really blow up. So, and then things will start to calm down, and you're going to be able to switch that energy when you change that perspective. So. And that is another part of this energy that will be coming in towards the middle of this week. And then what's going to come in later is the need for self-care. So as you go through this intense energy, after you do, it's really going to be important for us to do those things that really light us up, that really help us to feel that love for ourselves. To do things that without compromise, to do things that we really love to do. Going back to, whether it's if painting relaxes you, or doing anything else that's creative, or to get a massage, or to to do something for yourself that is going to really fill you, that's going to really help you to feel that joy and to feel that happiness that we are meant for. So that is the energy that's coming in for this week. There's going to be a lot of different things. So, you know, if you feel that need to purge, you need to go do it right away. You know, get rid of those things that you know you don't need, those things that you haven't used in a long time. And also, to, you know, if you feel overwhelmed by those things that you need to purge, to, you know, make a list first. What is it that, you know, you need to tackle first? Is it a specific room or a specific area in your house or a specific area even in your life when it comes to your mind? So those things to list it out. Also, when we call on the angels, when we call on Archangel Uriel, he'll be able to help you to know what it is that you need to focus on when it comes to clearing and letting go of those things that, you know, we don't need. So, you know, you can always call on the angels for that as well. So, you know, I hope that this energy this week is going to be one that, you know, now that you know what to expect, to be able to have that within your mind, in the back of your mind, as you go throughout this week. You know, when it comes to intense energy, intense energies, or when it comes to those challenges that come, to remember that they're lessons for all of us to learn from. They're not there because, you know, the divine and the angels, you know, they don't bring on these challenges and these experiences and these opportunities just so, you know, to make our lives, you know, hectic or chaotic at points. But they're there to really help us through, you know, to learn these lessons about ourselves so that we can grow, that we can really be able to then see who we truly are and to teach others and to show others. So that is the energy this week. And so, you know, I send all of you lots of love and light when it comes to going through this week. And we today are going to be talking about the vision for 2020. And before we do, I do want to take a few calls as we prepare to do that. So let's see. We have, let's go to caller area code 402. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. And where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Hi. So how can I help you today?
Well, I just wondered what you saw I just moved here a couple of months ago, and I'm wondering what you see for my – I've been having some difficulty with my living situation and just getting, you know, everything's new. So wondered what you saw for what's going on with me for 2020.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what I am hearing, and this is part of the energy this week, is to let go of those things that no longer serve you when it comes to, and you just moved. So, you know, not necessarily a physical, but a lot of things that are coming in when it comes to past issues, when it comes to family, past issues, when it came to the hurt that you felt. So those are all coming in that need to be healed and to let go of. And as you do this, you're going to really see that switch happen for you when it comes to your energy. You're going to be able to understand with and gain clarity on what it is that you're supposed to do over there when you're in New York. So those things that come into mind even right now of your past hurts, to write them down and then to call Archangel Raphael to help you to heal them, to help you to learn the lessons behind them so that you can understand what it is that you need to do next when it comes to this year, because you do have a lot of things, a lot of opportunities coming this year, as well as that abundance that we're meant for. But it's really important to clear out that clutter that is within your mind. What I suggest is to do what I like to call a brain dump. So all those things that are coming in that are worrying you, that are that have been on your mind and on your heart, to write all of it down. And as you write it down, you're going to be able to see what it is that the lessons are behind everything that you've gone through. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And
okay, great.
Archangel Raphael has been, I call on him a lot for healing and happy meetings and things like that. He always helps me.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, to, you know, continue to do that and to then, yeah, just, you know, start writing those things that, you know, have really been worrying you, those things that have been on your heart, those things that have been, you know, those things that you've been going through with others, you know,
yeah,
to put it all down.
Yeah. I've had to deal with a lot of betrayal. So that makes sense.
Okay. And, yeah, as you do this, you're going to be able to see and ask Archangel Raphael to really show you those things even from, like, way in the past and where – because it's going to help you to see where this stems from, where the you know, where the hurt stems from, where this healing needs to start from, so that you can change that energy.
Okay. Do you see this apartment working out where I'm at? You mentioned that.
So I don't see that for you. So what's going to happen as you do this healing, you're going to be able to understand what you need to do next. And so that is why he's not showing me for you. And well, he is showing me for you, but that's something I can't share with you because that's something that you'll figure out on your own as you do this work with him.
Huh. That's,
okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of mysterious. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's because he wants you to figure it out for yourself as you do this healing work, because you will. You'll be able to know what it is that you need to do next.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So when it comes to this vision that we have, and well, you know, before we go on, you know, if there's anyone else out there who are listening and would like some guidance, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Also, if you are on Facebook, we within our group, we do have this show on simulcast. So be sure to join us there. If you are surfing the internet or on Facebook, you happen to be on Facebook already. So be sure to go to psychictalk.net/Facebook, and you'll be able to join us there in the comments. So you can ask your questions and things like that on there as well. So when it comes to our vision for 2020 is going to be a wonderful and amazing year when it comes to really stepping into our purpose and stepping into those things that we are truly meant to do. And this year, we are in a four-year. So 2020, you add the numbers together, and it's four. And so, you know, it's going to be a year where we receive a lot of support when it comes to the spirit world, when it comes to the divine, and when it comes to the angels, and knowing that they are always supporting and guiding us. And also to know that this year, you know, last year, so going back to last year, we learned a lot of things, especially, you know, it was a three-year about communicating, about learning all these different lessons that were meant for us. And so now we're going to take all those lessons and apply it into our lives this year. And as we step into those things that we're meant to do, we're going to help others to awaken, and we're going to help others to really see who they truly are because of those things that we are sharing, all those that we're teaching and healing. And so it's important for us to really step into who we are meant to be, who we are, those things that we're meant to do in a big way, because we're going to be helping so many different people. And, you know, whenever it comes to doing those things that we're meant to do, the divine and the angels, they bring to us those people that need us, that really are meant for us to work with. And so, you know, it's not, what's not important is for us to seek out people, but to know that when we do those things that we're meant to do those things that the divine is showing us to do, our purpose, then those people are attracted to you. That energy that you send out, people are going to be able to feel, and people are going to be able to know, and it's going to bring those people that really need what it is that you teach, what it is that you do when it comes to healing others, and what it is that you do. So, you know, if you are being asked to, you know, create a business, or we are being asked to to go do a different job, or any of those things, or to volunteer at a different place. All of those things attract those people that really need you, that really need the services that you have to provide, need your skills, and need your just who you are. When it comes to your personality, when it comes to those things that you just say. And so all those things are attracted to you, and you attract those people that are meant for your life. And so that's why it's so important for us to do those things that we are meant to do. And so, you know, when it comes to those things and our purpose, a lot of times what happens is because of this big purpose that we have, we tend to get overwhelmed, and we tend to be unsure of what to do next. And, you know, it's important for us to remember that the divine shows us our next steps. It shows us, you know, those baby steps that we need to take in order to really achieve those things that we're meant to do. So, you know, if it's creating a new business, what's that first step that you have to take? Is it to, you know, write down all of those things that, you know, that list that you have to make? Or is it to take that step of being legal, you know, with your business? Or do you need to have a name for your business? You know, little steps like that really help us to move forward. And as we take that action, then we're able to then see our what it is we need to do next. And so, I know for myself, you know, with this, the angels and the divine have shown me that, you know, I need to create this nonprofit. And so, you know, I created the nonprofit. And now, and this is something I've had to deal with myself, where I was so overwhelmed by what it is that I needed to do for this nonprofit. And because of this big purpose that I had and all these ideas that were, you know, streaming in from the divine and what it is that I needed to do to be able to reach all these people. And it really made me feel overwhelmed. It made me feel as if I couldn't do it. And when we think that way, and when we are overwhelmed, it's then hard for us to really be clear on what our next step is, and then we don't take a step, you know, because we're so overwhelmed. And so, and you know, I felt that for a while too. And so, what I was reminded of from angels and from the divine is that it's important to take that next step that they show us, and they always show us what it is that we need to do next. And so it's important for us to follow that next, you know, baby step as it is, so that we can really move forward. And so, you know, they had reminded me a few weeks back of, you know, to do those things, take action on the things that are right in front of us. And, you know, whether it's through your mind, you know, those aha moments of, oh, I need to do this first. You know, they always show us. And when we ask, you know, they're able to help us as well. And so, you know, if you know what it is that your vision is for 2020, what it is that you need to achieve when it comes to your goals, to really see these little steps that come in for you so that you can really move forward to be able to take those actions. It's not about, you know, doing everything all at once when it comes to that vision that you have for 2020, those goals that you have that are meant for you, but to take the little steps that come your way and stepping out of your comfort zone and knowing that you are supported and that you are guided from the divine. They're showing you the little steps that you need to take in order to reach your goals, in order to do those things that you really want to do and that are meant for you, so that you can really then do the bigger things that you need to achieve. And as we do those little steps, it all adds up. And then we're able to see later on that we accomplished a lot of the goals that we are meant to do. And so, you know, when I've talked about setting intentions, you know, every month, and, you know, when it comes to new moons, and those are there because it helps us to really, you know, see those little steps. What is it that we really need to do in order to accomplish that big vision that you have? So I hope that that will help you to really, you know, take that next step, to step out of your comfort zone. When we think about those little steps that are right there in front of you, that the divine are showing us. So that is, And before I go on, I'd like to, we are at the bottom of the hour, so let's go ahead and see what's coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So we have, let's see here. We have on Friday, we have the Doctors Are In show, and hosts Dr. Rose as well as Dr. Dax will be back, and they will be talking about the personal year numbers for 2020. So be sure to join them. You can call them and get mini readings all show long. So be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, on Psychic Saturday, host Mary Brown and Dax will be welcoming you to 2020 and talking about the World Year of Four. So be sure to join them for that. So they'll have open lines as well as give mini readings. So be sure to be there for that. And then on Sunday, Magic Universe with Sharona Rapsik will be back, and she will have her special guest, Dax. So our producer, Dax, will be on, and he'll be talking about the secrets of tarot and numerology. So be sure to tune in for that, and they'll be also doing mini readings as well. So awesome that, you know, we'll all be talking about this year of 2020 as, you know, we just entered it, and it's just going to be an amazing year. All right, so, you know, we had mentioned if you would like to receive some guidance or would like to chat about what's been going on with you, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Also on my show next week, I'll be back. And we'll be talking more about 2020 and more about those things that are coming in. But, you know, as we are still talking about this, you know, as I tuned in, right before the year started, and then even this week about this year, you know, all these different angels stepped forward and, you know, they were showing me how so many different people are really meant to step and into their purpose and do those things that they're truly meant to do. But a lot of us, what comes in is this mindset, the limiting beliefs that come in saying that we're not good enough. And so one of those things that we need to purge, one of those things that we need to let go of is that idea that we're not good enough, that we can't do it, you know, but we have that heart of helping others or that heart to do certain things to help the environment, to help other people, and in other different ways as well, because we are meant to do them. We are meant to, those passions that come in, that those gifts that we have, they are there for us and for you specifically. Those passions and your gifts that you have, those things that you're good at, your abilities, you have those abilities because it's meant for you. It's meant for you. And, you know, we are all special and we're all unique. We have our unique gifts. We have those unique passions that are meant for us because we're meant to do those things. We're meant to create from them. We're meant to, step into and to create and to be a part of those things that we really are passionate about, that really drive us and that really affect us. And so then it's really important for us to then take those next steps, whether it's you know, creating something on your own, you know, for when it comes to your business. And, or, you know, joining or doing a work changing your job when it comes to, and having it have more to do with those things you are passionate about, those things that really light you up inside. And when we do that, we are then able to live that life that we're meant to, you know, that live that life of joy. When we do those things that we're passionate about, especially, like, you know, for instance, if you're doing those things for self-care that you really love to do, it really makes us happy. It really makes us feel that joy that we're meant to feel. And so it's the same way when it comes to our passions, those things that really affect us. You know, if you're passionate about the environment, or you're passionate about helping, you know, people in a certain way, they're there for a reason. They're there for us to really, really see that it's meant for us to go after those things and to do those things, to create those things that come in with the ideas, with, you know, that, you know, and that really drives us to, you know, help others. So it's really important for us to go after those things, you know, do work that really makes us happy. And what comes in then is those limiting beliefs that you can't do it, or you don't have the skills to do it, you don't have the abilities to do it, when in reality you do have it within you. It's all within you. It's with all within each of us to do those things that, you know, those things that we really want to do. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to look at that. If you're not sure of what that is, what your vision is, what it is that you're passionate about, then to write those down, to, you know, ask the angels to show you what it is that you need to do with that. Do you need to change your job that is more aligned to your passions? Or do you need to create a business? Or do you need to volunteer at a place first in order to, you know, see more of it and to really help those people that you're meant to help? And so, you know, I really stress that it's important for us to go after those things that we truly love, so that, because we are meant to live in joy and happiness, and to do those things that really make us feel good, that really make us feel, you know, motivated to be able to do those things. You know, when we do, you know, when we have a job that we truly love, we want to go into work. You know, we want to do that and all these different things. And so, and it helps then our energy to rise and to our vibrations to lift. And then we're able to, you know, get more information on our intuition flowing and more information from the divine on what it is our next steps are with, you know, and get that clarity on what it is that we need to do. And so, you know, I encourage all of us to really find those passions and to do them and to then clear away what it is that needs to be healed, so that you know that you are good enough, that you know that you have it within you, that, you know, you have the skills, you have the ability to do that. And then what that will do is help you to step out of your comfort zone, and it'll help you to really you know, be able to have that courage and to have that knowing that you can do it, and that you're meant to do it. And so, you know, that is, you know, part of what the energy is coming in when it comes to this year. and what it is that we're meant to do this year. It's about doing those things that we're truly meant to do, that purpose. And so, you know, if you're still a little bit confused on what it is that purpose is, what it is that your passions are, to go within and to ask the angels, ask your guides to show you what it is that you need to see, what it is that your passions are, so that you can step into it, to step into that purpose, to live in this. And, you know, we're not just talking about this year, but for this decade, to be able to do those things that you truly meant to do, so that your life and your family's life can be abundance. We're all meant to be abundant, and they're always providing for us, and they're always showing us that, you know, they want us to be abundant in so many different ways. And so when we are able to do those things that we are meant to do and part of our purpose, everything changes. Our mindset changes. Our life changes, because, you know, our energy changes, and we send out that energy knowing that, you know, we are doing those things that we're meant to do, those things that we've come here to do. So to look at those things this week, you know, as, you know, we do have this full moon coming in with the purging that we need to do, let go of those things that no longer align with you, those things that, you know, to let go of those things that that stress us out, you know, whether it comes to relationships, when it comes to anything else that comes in that may have aligned with you in the past, but may no longer align with you right now. And so to see those things, to let them go, and to know and trust and have that faith that the divine will bring to you what it is that you need to know, what it is that you need to see, and how you are meant to be in alignment to who you are. So I encourage all of us to do that this week, especially as we go through this energy of purging and of letting go. And you know, if you really think about it, when we let go of those things that no longer serve us, when we let go of those things that we no longer need, and when we, you know, if you think of cleaning up your house and cleaning up that clutter, it makes us feel, you know, so much better. It makes us feel happier, and it makes us feel as if, you know, we can do anything, you know, especially, you know, when we purge and we haven't purged in a while, to get rid of all those things, that those things that we don't need, and to really organize everything. It does make you feel great. It makes you, your energy just changes. And so, you know, I want to encourage all of us to really see that in all areas of your life, you know, body, mind, and soul, in that way. What is it that we need to let go of? What is it that no longer aligns with us? And then to let those go, and then let that, what it is that you need to heal, go, you know, so to heal it first and to release it and let it go, you know, give it to the divine. And then what will happen is you'll be able to see with clarity all of those things that, you know, that you need to see, you know, with clarity, all of those things that come to you that you're provided for, and just seeing that support. And so, I encourage all of us to do that. And I know for myself, too, I recently did a purge myself within my home. And for the longest time. It was very overwhelming for me. You know, I wanted to do all, I had so many different things that I had to do, so many different things that, you know, when it comes to taking care of my kids, taking care of, you know, all these different things. And so whenever I looked at what I had to purge, it was very overwhelming. It was very, you know, I didn't want to start the project because it was so overwhelming. But what the divine has been showing me is to really focus on what's right in front of you and to take a little at a time. And that's actually, you know, how it is with our purpose as well. You know, you may see that big purpose that you have, but you know what what the divine is showing you is take it little at a time. You know, they're showing us what our first step is, what it is that we need to see when it comes to, you know, what's right in front of you. And it comes through the messages come through your mind. You know, those thoughts that come in saying, oh, you know, I need to do this first in order to create my business, or I need to do this first in order to when it comes to relationships, or so any of those things, those little steps really do come in when we do those things that, when we're focused on that big picture, those little steps do come in for us, and our next steps do come in. And so when it comes to my health, when it comes to that person that I do, I was able to tackle that project. I was able to do that purge because, you know, I was able to focus on the small steps I need to take first in order to later then see how it helped me to, you know, clean that room, you know, and tackle this huge project. And so that is what's coming in. And so before we end the show, I'm going to, first, before I do a meditation, and that's something that they're showing me. But before then, they're also having me share more about the nonprofit that I had created. And this nonprofit, it has been an overwhelming project for me because of all those different areas, all those different things that I need to do. But what I've been shown over and over again this week, this past weekend, is to share that, you know, it's important for us to see our gifts and our abilities and how they go together with our passions. And so with this nonprofit, what I am doing is to help everyone to really see their own gifts and their abilities and to match it with their purpose. So, you know, what we'll be having with this nonprofit are, we're going to have teachers to be there to help you to open up to your gifts, help you to see the gifts that you have, and also to be able to see what it is that you are passionate about. So when we, through different teachers, are able to hear what it is that they share, and if it resonates with you, it's because it's part of who you are and what it is that you're meant to do. And so we're going to have these teachers to be able to share with you through their expertise and through those things that are within themselves and their gifts, to show everyone else what it is that may be within you, that may be one of your gifts as well. And so we'll have all of these different teachers to teach about all areas of this life, you know, all kinds of things. It's not only going to be spiritual either, but teachers from all walks of life who have that passion to raise this, you know, in this new decade, raise a generation of leaders and teachers and healers so that they can understand their purpose, so they can understand what it is that they're meant to do in this life. And so this nonprofit, and we're going to be reaching people from all over the world. This nonprofit is even there to, you know, so that we can reach those people who can't afford it, who can't, may not have the financial resources. But we all have a purpose here. We all are here meant to live a life of joy and happiness and to do those things that we're passionate about and what we're gifted with. And so this is what the nonprofit is going to be showing and going to be doing to help everyone to see what their purpose is and to become those people that they're meant to be. And so that we all can live in that life of joy and the happiness that we're meant to live. And so, you know, if you are listening and you really feel this calling that, you know, you are meant to reach people all over the world and you are meant to teach people those things that you are meant to teach, your purpose, then please feel free to reach out to me. Please do reach out to me to let me know what it is that you would like to when it comes to your purpose. So, you know, we'll be working with other businesses and other individuals who really truly know what it is that they're meant to do, and to work with other nonprofits so that those people who start to understand what their purpose is, what it is that their vision is, that they're matched up with the services that they're meant to really be in that where they resonate. And so, and also be matched up with other businesses that that really are part of your vision and part of your purpose and what it is that you're meant to do. And so it is going to be a huge collaboration with all of these different people and then all these teachers to help you to help those who don't know what their gifts are and don't know what their abilities are, to help you to see, to help you to, and then to really help you to see what your passions are so that you can do those things that you're meant to do. And then also we'll have those healers to help you to heal from your past and to help you to heal, you know, when it comes to, so that you can understand what you're, that you are meant to do it, that you are good enough, that you can do anything that you truly want to do. And so that is, I guess, an overall picture of the nonprofit that I created. And this past week, it became official for us. So, you know, we are ready to go, and so I'm so excited for this nonprofit, and I'm so excited for all of us who are meant to teach, but then also all those who haven't seen who they truly are, and who are going to be seen that this year and this decade. And it's just going to be an amazing year for so many people. And that is what the angels in my guides are always reminding me of. And so if that is part of something that is part of who you are and your vision and what you're excited for, then please feel free to reach out to me. So let's go ahead and end with a meditation. So I want to encourage everyone to sit comfortably. If you're not driving or are not busy in other ways, to sit comfortably and to take a few deep breaths. So breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. We're going to do that a few times. And we have archangels. As we settle into our heart space, we have archangels Raphael. We have Archangel Michael. We have Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Shamuel stepping forward. And as they step forward, they're going to be surrounding you in your heart space. And they will be sending you their energy. So if you notice any colors that they bring, and as they send you this energy, it's going to help you to expand your heart chakra and your solar plexus. And this energy is going to expand. Your chakras are going to open up and expand out into your heart space and then into the space that you're in. So if you take a few deep breaths, really breathe into that energy that the archangels bring. Now what they're going to do is help you to, with their energy, to expand the light that's within you. To the light of your heart as well as your solar plexus. It's going to expand and fill your body. And as this light expands, it's going to overflow through your crown chakra and flow over you. It goes all the way down your body and just like water, it's going to flow down your body and to the ground. And it's going to fill the ground with this light. And help you to really shine your light onto others. And really to help you to see the light that's within you. And that love that's within you. Now Archangel Raphael is going to help you to let go of those things, the energy that you no longer need. So he's going to take all of that energy that is negative and all those energies that are old and stuck. He's going to take that from you. And then he's going to bring it up above your head. And then it's going to transmute in this cloud of energy that is above you. And as it transmutes, as it transforms and changes, it's going to be this divine love and light that comes down like rain. And it's going to fill your body and fill your chakras and your energy. So if you can take a few deep breaths. And as you breathe out, to imagine this dark cloud of air that just comes out. And that would be the rest of your stuck energy. And as the archangels still send you their energy, it's going to form the cylinder around you. So you'd be in the middle of the cylinder, and this energy is going to be spinning around you. And as it does, source energy is going to come from above in a form of a rainbow. And it's going to come down through your crown chakra. And it's going to go through each of your chakras, so from your crown to your third eye, to your throat chakra, to your heart chakra. And as it goes through your heart chakra, it's going to help contract your heart chakra energy. And then down to your solar plexus. And as it goes through your solar plexus, it's going to help contract your solar plexus energy as it realigns into your body. Then down to your sacral chakra as well as your root chakra. And it's going to go down through your feet. And then up over onto back to your crown chakra. And it's going to make this loop. So from your feet to your crown chakra, and it's going to do this loop to help cleanse your chakras. And as it does this, to recognize the messages that are coming in from your angels, from your guides, from source energy, to take notice of what it is that they're showing you, what it is that they're telling you. And as source energy loops around, the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes all the way from the root all the way to the center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light of energy that comes up through your feet, all the way through your body. It's going to fill you, fill your body. And to your, through your crown chakra. And it's just going to overflow like a fountain. So if you want to take a few deep breaths. And breathe out through your mouth. And you can bring back awareness into your body. And then welcome back. All right. So I hope that meditation as we enter this new year has really helped you to understand what it is that the divine wants to show you when it comes to your purpose. And so before we actually end the show, I actually want to take a few more call or two that we have that I'm feeling called to take. So let's see. We have caller area code 614. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Filson and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
What was your name again?
Filson.
Oh, Filson. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
So how can I help you today?
I just wanted to know if the angels had any messages for me that would be important for me to focus on right now, maybe for the next year.
Yes. So I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And what they're showing me is that it's going to be important for you to continue the healing that you've been doing. So to continue to heal from the past and let go of those things that no longer serve you. So that is actually part of our energy this week, to do some purging, to let go of those things that you no longer need, that are not aligned to you. Do you currently have a job right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still feeling aligned to that job? Or are you feeling you're stuck?
I'm feeling stuck.
Okay. Because what they're showing me is that it's going to be, as you do this healing work, it's going to be important to really listen to that feeling that you have, because that means that you aren't aligned to that job anymore. For you, it's going to look like to look for a new job. But to focus on those things that you really love to do, those things that, so when you look for a job, to have you been having ideas of a business or doing something completely new?
Yes, like I've always wanted, I think more recently, wanting to start something of my own, I guess, but I'm not sure.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is what I'm saying. And so that's actually a indicator for you that it's meant for you to do. But I do see fears and doubts coming in, which is keeping you from going ahead to do that. Not sure of what it is that you need to do, a little bit overwhelmed by So, you know, work with Archangel Raphael, and he's going to help you to see what it is that you really need to do and what it is that, and then it is part of that healing of understanding who you truly are, that you're good enough, that you can do it. And it is really meant for you to do. So, I want to encourage you to keep working with the angels and to, write down all those things that are coming in when it comes to those ideas that you have and what it is that you really want to do. What really makes you feel happy? You know, what really makes you feel that joy when you think about those things that you want to do? And knowing that that's part of who you are and what it is that you are meant to do. So I hope that helps.
Yes, that does help a lot. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And know also that the divine are always showing you your next steps, little steps at a time, so that you can focus on those steps and not it's important for us to dream that big dream. Yes. So it's important for us to dream that big dream that we have on what it is that we want to create. But because of that overwhelm, you know, the divine always shows us our little baby steps that we have to take in order to reach that big goal.
Okay.
All right?
That resonates.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. So, and I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I'm so excited for this year and this decade that we have, that we're in now, this new decade. And this year truly is about that vision you had, that purpose that you have, and really stepping into it. And so, you know, we always have support that we're always supported by our angels, by our guides, and by the divine. And so when we go to them and when we look within on what it is that we truly desire and what it is that they're showing us with our next steps, we're able to take those next steps. We're able to step out of our comfort zone so that we can truly step into our purpose and what it is that we're meant to do to help others, to help our own lives. Many times, you know, because all of us as humans are here and meant to help others, so that because we're all one, you know, when it comes to the universe, we're all one. And when we help other people, we're also helping ourselves. So when we do those things that we truly want to do, when we create those things that we truly are meant to create, we're helping other people, but we're also helping ourselves. We're helping our own lives, our own families. When we live in joy, when we do those things that really, truly make us happy, we really help ourselves. We open ourselves to all kinds of possibilities and all kinds of opportunities that just come our way, that are just happen to, you know, appear. And in that sense, it's like magic, you know, but it's because we're healing and growing and we're changing our mindsets and really doing those that are within our hearts, that are within our souls, that really draw us into what it is that we're meant to do. But so many times we have these fears and doubts come in because of what we've been told, you know, when we were younger or in society, other people have told us, or what we've seen, or where we think that we have to be a certain way or look a certain way. But what we're meant to do is be ourselves. What it is that we're meant to do is be who we truly are. And it's all within us. And when we are who we truly are and really shine that out into the world, then we're able to live in alignment. We're able to feel good. And we're able to really understand that we are who we are because we are meant to be this way. And we have our special gifts. And we have our specific abilities. And so, you know, I encourage all of us to look at that. What is it who is it that we truly are? And, you know, we all have it within us, you know, and, you know, we're the masks, you know, so many times I see people doing work that aren't, you know, that are not part of their purpose, and all it does is stress you out. All it does is, you know, give you these emotions of unhappiness and anger and frustrations that are not who you are. And so it's really important for us to look within and see, what is it that we truly want? What is it that we're really good at? What is it that we are passionate about, so that we can help others and we can do those things that we're meant to do? So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. And this week, as we do the purging, as we let go of those things that no longer serve us, you know, I'm so excited to hear from you and to see what you uncover when you let go of those things that are not who you are anymore, and when you let go of those things that no longer serve you. And, you know, I know that when we let go of those things that we no longer need, we learn even more things about ourselves. We learn about who we are at the core. And so, you know, I'm sending you all lots of love and light, as always, and I'm always holding this space for you. And so, you know, anytime that you need to reach out, please do. If you need to talk to someone, please do. Whether it's myself, whether it's someone that you are very close to that's there for you, or even any of our other hosts, if they resonate with you, if you love to listen to them, any of our hosts, you know, please feel free to reach out. And that's what we're here for, to help you, to be there for you, to listen to what it is that you're going through. And, you know, we wouldn't be doing this on air for you if that wasn't the case. So, you know, I want to encourage you to reach out. Even if I'm not on the radio at the moment, there's many different ways to reach out to me. So, you know, if you go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, I have many different platforms you can reach me at. So please, you know, do that. If you're unsure of what it is that you're meant to do, what it is that your purpose is or you're passionate about, or, you know, even things like you're not sure how to meditate, or you've been trying and it hasn't been working, you know, please feel free to reach out. So send you all lots of love and light. And as always, we are here for you. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And next week I'll be back to talk more about what to expect in 2020. And I will be back again next week. So bye-bye for now.